sand, that's where you need the Lord.
And don't listen to everybody. And I'm a witness. Don't listen to everybody, even in the church house. We're glad that God has watched over us, blessed us with the presence of mind to come together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. We thank God for a glorious day today. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time. And it's good to see those of you who realize that this is the Lord's day and honor Him. And we sing, the brother sing, led us in the song just now. That's when you need the Lord. Yes, we need the Lord. Amen. For those of you who have your Bibles, this evening we will chant, we'll be chatting with you. No, we'll not go over 35 minutes. Amen. I didn't hear any amens. To whom much is given, much is required. To whom much is given, much is required. And then when we read the Bible, particularly Genesis chapter 1, at the very beginning, we see all of the work of those 6 days that God created the world. Created the world, and He did it in a very short period of time. But He's God. To whom much is given, much is required. God has given us life eternal if we obey His word. God sacrificed His Son just for us, even when we were not walking with Him. He sacrificed His Son. For some people, unfortunately, 2 worship services on Sunday is too many. Let us be careful, steadfast, honoring always in such a way that God is well pleased, Him, honoring Him. So much so that we want to spend our eternity with Him. But if we don't serve Him on planet Earth, we won't have the privilege anywhere else. To whom much is given, much is required. Getting to know who you are and whose you are takes time. Question: do you know for sure who you are? Do you know whose you are? Following the crowd that will land you in hell's torment. Not for a day or two, not for a few hours, not for a few months, but forever. Following the crowd, the wrong crowd, make sure that you take time to make sure. Take the time to study your Bible, to worship with the saints. Hell is torment. And it's not torment for a few weeks or a few years. It's forever. God says, the world is mine and the fullness thereof. In Psalm chapter 50 and verse 12, The writer says, if I were hungry, I would not tell thee. Why? For the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Therefore, wisdom says, let us get to know the owner. Let us get to know the one that speaks words truthfully that way. Our Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 12, seek you first the what? The kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first God. Follow what you find that's right. God will take care of you. God will not forsake you. In this parable, Jesus is the master who has returned to heaven from glory land. But one day, we don't know when, but one day, because he cannot lie, he is coming again. We are the servants of God who have been entrusted by him to do his will on planet Earth. Trusted by God to live on planet Earth according to his commandments. Jesus is coming back. Question. If he came back today, would you be in his sight ready to go? That's a big question. And hopefully, prayerfully, we can say with confidence, by God's marvelous grace, my answer is yes. Be you therefore ready also. Again, memorize it. For the Son of Man is not gone forever, but he's coming back again. Therefore, since we have that information ahead of time, wisdom says, get ready, be ready, and stay ready. We know that in the beginning, God. Watch this. In the beginning, time, God, force, created, actions, the heaven, space, and the earth, matter. All things were created by God, for God. There was a season when the world and human beings did not exist. That will never come again. The world and us are the creative beings by the God of heaven. God's enjoyment and God's pleasure is to serve him and honor his Son. Amen. When God did his work, and it's always interesting when we read of Genesis chapter 1, God doing his work in creation, and there's nobody around to say, you missed that one over there. Well, I wouldn't do. No. there were no human beings to interrupt or to dictate to our Heavenly Father. One day, we don't know when, one day God, in 6 days, created the universe, created man and woman, male and female, in his image and after his likeness. After, of course, he had created the whole world. Now, what do you notice about that? When we read Genesis chapter 1, what do you notice about God creating this, God creating that, creating the whole world? And then it tells you that God created man and woman. He created us for the world, to live in the world. But he created all of the world before he created us, who is to live in the world. God didn't need any help, and he didn't need any suggestions from creatures that he created. Afterwards, God turned over the whole earth to man. Take charge. You have dominion over the whole world. Being in God's image, what does that mean? Being in God's image. It means that humans share, though imperfectly and finitely, that is very small amount, in God's nature. In God's nature. Humans share finitely in God's nature. That is, in his communicable attributes. Silence. God speaks, we speak. God moves, we can move. We don't know how God moves, but we know God moves. He created us to be movers. God loves, he blessed us to be able to love. God talks, he loves us to be able to talk. Humans have the capacity for spiritual relationship and fellowship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Heavenly Father that created us. God wanted, past tense, God still desires no other creature to try to supersede what he has already done. No other creature can do what God did and still does. No other creature. Much is given by God. Why? All because of his love for us and the creating of us. It pleases God. It pleases God for us to hear his word, to believe his word, and to obey his word. There is no kind of, I started to say sense. I don't want to. Sense. You can be almost insane and love God for all that he did and the very fact that he created us and didn't have to do it. And when we disobeyed him, God did not wipe us out. He forgave us. Much is given by God. And God, as a result of that, he has a right to expect much from us. God communes with his created males and females in many different ways. So much so that he loved us even when we disappointed him by disobeying him. He loved us and even sent his only begotten Son, his only begotten Son, knowing what his only begotten Son would have to endure on planet Earth. Is that not an example for us to love one another? To love God, yes, but even to love one another. God create, he, as I said heretofore, God communicates with his created beings. He loves us. He gives us instructions. We have the Bible dictated by God. And to know that, just knowing that, you mean if he created us, if he had not, we would not exist? And he created everything for us before he created us. You know, in the sequences which he created. The whole world and then human beings. Motivating enough to encourage us to be faithful servants of God. Do you know why you're here? Do you know what God's expectations are of us? Created by God, we were created not only by God, we were created for God. Colossians chapter 1. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Now you notice when you read that verse and you come to that word called invisible, if it's invisible, how was he able to see it? How was he able to do what he did? He's God. Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions and principalities and powers, all things were created by him and for him. Notice verse 17. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That is, all things are held together because of God. So many reasons. So many reasons to love God. God, therefore, has expectations. Isn't that amazing? He could do all of this. And he could, if he chose to, wipe it out and do it all over again, including the people. God loves us. And before all things, there was no things, even anything similar to what God did in those 6-7 days. Don't you feel good?
Yes, sir.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. All things by him and for him, as I said heretofore in Psalm chapter 8, verses 3 through 9. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. When I think about all of that, the text says, what is man? All of that you did, what is man? That thou art mindful of him, and the Son of Man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and with honor. Church, just this text is enough for human beings in the sound mind to worship God. Motivated to worship God, to love to worship God. Because without him, not only what he created would be, and when I say the created, that includes human beings. He created all of that. Even us. Watch this. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou, you God, hast put all things under his feet. All sheep, oxen, beasts of the field, fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name. How loving you are. God did all of that for us. Why is it that we, human beings, cannot love one another? Look what God did. Human beings disobey God. God sent his only, after all of that that he created, when we sin, I'll wipe them out. He didn't do that. The Bible doesn't even infer that God ever thought of that. He sent his only begotten Son. When we read that, study God's word, what he has done and what he is doing, it should be motivation, encouragement to us to be determined to bless, to help him. Okay, how you help God? Because we love him and obey him regardless of the situation and the circumstances. Go into all the world. This was the Lord's instructions. I want you to go into all the world and teach the gospel. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, sat down by the Father to traverse on planet Earth for 33 years just for us. What are you saying, preacher? Let us be mindful of what we do and what we say and how we live our lives on planet Earth, and more importantly, give God thanks. Not just verbally, but give God thanks by the way that we live our lives. Give God thanks by the way we intermingle with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank you for your time and thank you for your attention. I have three more pages, but I don't want to leave you. And I don't want you to turn the lights out on me. Church, because of two things. Number two, who we are. Number one, whose we are. We can finish what God has blessed us to begin at this particular location. There is no such thing as Christians not being able to do that which is well-pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We can do this. Let us be mindful of it. Let us continue to love one another. Let us continue, most of all, to love our Heavenly Father and continue to know that, yes, we can do this, even, and we're pretty good at that, even when we need to do it step by step by step. Yes. If you wanted to walk from that wall to that wall, you couldn't do it with one step. Well, anybody still here?
Yes. Yes, sir.
We can do it. He has shown us. What is it? One, two. He has already shown us two times before this, getting us ready. We didn't know it, but getting us ready for this. We've labored and lingered long enough. Let us, sons and daughters of God, hold to his hand, trust him, and move forward. And move forward.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And the church said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. But I hope someone, let me rephrase that, I hope someone's paid attention and heard what I've said this evening. Even if you don't ever hear it again, I'm glad to know that you heard it this time. And prayerfully, we will continue by the grace of God to work together and get it done. God sent his only begotten Son into the world because he loved the creatures that he created. Let us not forget, as we move forward, holding God's hand and still living a godly life, and as God gives us privilege and opportunity to share good news of God regarding salvation with others. Did you miss it? Ask your neighbor. What did he say? I think there might be a song or just a statement. We've come too far to turn around. I don't know if it's a song or if it's just a statement. And I don't believe that God will be pleased if we even thought about turning around after he has brought us this far. Satan was not happy for us to come here. But God brought us here anyway. Are we on board? Anyone didn't understand? I've got 3 more pages, but I think you've got the message. Let us move forward. Manifesting. It's amazing and exciting when we get in gear and go, what God can do. It's amazing. And sometimes it's so amazing, it's unbelievable. I don't see how in the world he did that. We don't need to see. Just have faith and keep marching doggedly on in the path of duty. Anybody still on the line? Glad you're still awake. And I'm going to keep this now. I'm not going to throw away. I got 3 more pages. But I think you got the message of what I wanted to get over tonight. Let's move forward. We have stayed. However we have stayed this long, it's time to move forward. We came here. We didn't know what we would be able to do. But God blessed us to know about the land first. And then, time later, he blessed us to know it's time to move. It's time to move. This is overflowing where he had put us before we came to this. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Are you in the body of Christ? Jesus came to earth, lived, and died a painful death that we might have a hope of eternal life. Amen. Died for us that we might be saved. Are you a child of God? Think about it. And as you go and talk with individuals regarding salvation, you're talking with someone, and most of the people that you talk to probably are not members of the Church of Christ. Ask the question, how many apostles did Jesus teach and train to carry his message to the world? How many apostles? The apostles. Did you know how many apostles he chose? The apostles preach, all 12 of them, preach the same gospel. And all those churches that we read about in the New Testament that was established by the preaching of the apostles, they, to our knowledge, they didn't have fine cars to drive where they wanted to go. but they establish the Church of Christ in here, there, and yon. God bless them to have a way to get to different places and to preach His word. Of the 12 apostles, 10 of them died an unnatural death. Only 2 died a natural death. But they established the Church of Christ, the churches of Christ, in different areas and different vicinities. And we thank God for that. And we're still going, teaching and establishing the Lord's church. Countless numbers of people, countless numbers of human people, not just in America, but all over the world, are being taught, and they are accepting what they are taught, not what's in the Bible, not the Church of Christ. Jesus chose 12 apostles. All 12 of them preached the same gospel. All 12 of them established the same church. One Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Let us, brothers and sisters, thank God that we got the message. Our foreparents got the message. Let us not be silent. Let us ask God, if you haven't done it already, to bless us, to be cognizant. By that I mean to be aware of any opportunity that He blesses us to have to share His word. And if we don't do it, who will? When I say we, I mean the members of the Church of Christ worldwide. Who will hold to God's unchanging hand? But God will be with us. Let me rephrase that. God will continue to be with us, even though we go to sleep when the preacher's preaching. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And let's be encouraging one to another. May God bless you. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for all of your wonderful blessing. Thank you, Father, for blessing us to have heard your word, believed it, received it, and to obey it. Bless us, Father, to continue to be faithful. And bless us, Father, to be aware of opportunities that you bless us with to share your good news with others. And in situations where it's not well received, may we not grow. May we not become disappointed, but steadfast and move forward. And may we not become so stationary that we fail and refuse to share your good news. Bless us to work together. Bless us to do it in a loving manner as your dear children. And bless us with the faith to know that you're with us, because we can look back and see what you've already done in our lives. Bless us to work together as your dear children, and be not weary. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, church, for your time and your attention. On your mark, get set, let's go. Thank you.
Jesus is tenderly calling thee home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou roam, farther and farther away?
Calling today,
calling today.